fighting for America.
We've got some fundamental choices to make about the kind of country we want to be.
We have 47 new members of Congress on the Republican side who've never had the chance to cast their vote to repeal Obamacare.
Fighting for Idaho.
This guy that talked about when he was 6 years old, if you wanted to be a girl, I want to be a pumpkin pie. But that doesn't mean I can climb up on the table at Thanksgiving and let everybody pick at me.
Fighting for you.
I just want to thank you, Kevin, for being there. You put your head on the line all the time. Your neck is out there. But we appreciate you and those who call in.
Boise's Mr. Right.
God bless.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. K. Millie with you here at 580 KIDO. You know, and we've had such good news with gas prices and everything. I love the, you know, it's all cyclical. Of course, we've had how many years of high gas prices? How many years of high gas prices, dear friends? Well, since the president took office, right? So we get a brief little respite. A brief little respite. What has it been? A month? Maybe 2 months of low gas prices, which I've always argued these prices should be lower than they are now. There's no reason with our oil reserves, with how efficient our refineries have become. We're closing refineries and our production goes up, and yet our gas prices are incredibly high. Well, it's the private industry. It is? Well, then let's get rid of the subsidies for the oil companies. Well, they do a lot. Well, they're usually second to Apple Computer when it comes to making money. Now, if you own oil stock, and maybe I'm just a little envious, life is good. If you own stock in oil companies, man, you're hurting right now. Well, I guess you have some good news. You've got the leader of OPEC, who now says oil could shoot back to $200 a barrel. And they've had a three-day rally, as you've heard. Now, as I've said to you many times here at 580KIDO, it's rigged. It's rigged. It's all rigged. And until we hold our folks accountable, it's going to continue to be rigged. I had a conversation this morning with Dave Burnett. And Dave Burnett and I were going back and forth about the sportsification of America. And look, I like sports. I talk about sports. I write about sports. And I'm as guilty as the next person. Here we have, and for kids today, it's a day of pride, this National Signing Day, where people across the Treasure Valley are going to go, hey, my kid's going to go to this college. My kid's going to go do this. And it's great. And think of all the attention that that's going to bring. One network is going to have, well, they started at 8 a.m. Eastern, and they'll go on that. And yet we have a noted senator, Jeff Sessions from Alabama, basically saying, hey, the budget process doesn't work. The president's budget does not work. We have the stock market going through insane highs because that's the only place you can put your money. And we're printing our own money. And yet the focus is on the fiscal well-being of your kids or you or your grandkids. It's on National Signing Day. Our priorities have to return to the right place. Correct? Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Yesterday we were talking a little bit about this, and because the paper broke this, and, you know, it was a good article concerning the concealed weapons law costing universities almost $4 million. $4 million for you to keep and bear arms and to be protected. And the universities are not happy about it. But on the other hand, why do we distrust the citizens of this country that it wasn't the activists, it wasn't the illegals, it wasn't the politicians that gave us the freedom of self-governance, it was the citizens, correct? Ron Paul Jim, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. I was hoping to talk to that person you just interviewed. You know, I find it it's frustrating to know that our government was funding, financing, along in alignment with Israel and Saudi Arabia. The three of those countries have been united in creating a proxy war with Syria. And in that process, just like they did in Libya, just like they did in Egypt, and what they're trying to do in Iran, what they're trying to do against Russia with the Ukraine, what they're trying to do with, is it Hong Kong in China, create uprisings to overthrow their leaders. And every one of those countries that we seek to overthrow their leaders were actually secular leaders, not radical Islamists. We arm those people.
I disagree with you to a great degree, brother.
Well,
look at all the killings that have happened in Syria. I know that's very sensitive to you, Ron Paul Jim, but you have Assad who was killing his own people, mutilating people, I'm sorry, can I talk on my own show?
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So you have Assad who we detailed before anybody else did, because we had a reporter in there when it was safe to be there, was doing things to children that we couldn't even talk about on the radio. We couldn't even describe. You're telling me he's a good guy.
No, I'm telling you that was propaganda.
So when Courtney Keeley went there as an independent journalist from Fox News and was moved to tears on this program, she was an instrument of our government based on her firsthand reporting.
Or those killings were staged to be blamed on him. And look at the outcome. The people that we supported are doing exactly those things. All of those killings were blamed on Assad. When before our embassy left, the humanitarian people that count how many deaths there were in the country in the civil war was below 5,000. It escalated to over 100,000 within 6 months before our government admitted to arming the rebels and saying, oops, you know, the people that got our weaponry are now holding allegiance to Al-Qaeda, holding Al-Qaeda flags, and the same people are taking photographs with John McCain when he was there. So, you know, it looks, you know, you can see that all of this was staged and set up, and you can't say it was just an oops, we armed the wrong people.
I think you're giving us too much credit.
I don't think we're that stupid, and I think that
I think we are that stupid. Ron Paul Jim, thank you for the call. I think we are that stupid when it comes to our foreign policy. Look at what happened last night, and how do many of us find out anything? Because we're on the social media, and it was blowing up last night, and I haven't watched the video. I don't know if I'm going to watch the video, and here you have this Jordanian pilot who was captured. The Jordanians said, look, we're going to give you Suicide Sally. We're going to release Suicide Sally. And Suicide Sally can come home, but you got to give us our boy back. And remember, these are the same people that beheaded a Japanese journalist a couple days ago because the Japanese didn't have anybody to barter. And I guess they weren't going to pay the money. And then you have this pilot, you know, and look, it's 7 in the morning, brothers and sisters, burned alive. So what did the Jordanians do? They didn't issue any nebulous comments like our president did. You know, I'm going to, from now on, I think I'm going to save the labeling for you. But you take a look at our response to James Foley, our response to our brothers and sisters, Americans who have been killed by these thugs. And you have irresponsible talk show hosts saying, well, what are they doing over there? Well, they were doing their jobs. Yes, it's a dangerous place. Yes, these people did not take up arms against ISIS. And they were horribly tortured, murdered. And yet, is there any
outrage from us.
We're going to remain committed to this as we have been, and we're not. There's not going to be any loss of focus. In fact, an event like this only sharpens that focus and makes it that more, makes it that more important for us to succeed.
There we have it. We're going to get serious now.
The president has already ordered his team to devote all of the available resources that we have to trying to locate anybody, but particularly Americans, who are being held hostage by ISIL. And we have made clear that the president is willing to devote significant diplomatic intelligence, even military resources, to trying to secure the release of our citizens that are being held against their will.
We're bringing dandelions to a gunfight.
I think we'll redouble the vigilance and determination on the part of a global coalition to make sure that they are degraded and ultimately defeated.
With all due respect, this is the JV team that he talked about, that Mitt Romney said was a serious threat before Candy Crowley so rudely interrupted him and said he was wrong when he was right. Do you know what the Jordanians did in response to what happened? Do you know what they did? Does anybody want to see this horrific murder where you have the guy, the pilot there, and they douse him with gasoline? And then they have a line where they light it just like a movie and it comes up and gets him? The Jordanians said, "We have two of your people, Billy and Suicide Sally, they're dead." They understand the threat. It's in their neighborhood. It's like dealing with a murderer, a rapist, a drug dealer. They don't understand honor. They don't understand negotiation. They're not an organization. If we don't respond with the Powell Doctrine of overwhelming force, then they view that as weakness. There is no negotiation. The Jordanians are right. If we're not going to step up, if we're not going to back those folks in that region, look, and we're spending money, I'd move the Afghan stuff to Jordan. Because these people are coming here. And we've seen that. This is very similar to the Nazis. Except we're not dealing with a political movement. We're dealing with a religious movement. Zealots. That will stop at nothing because they believe that they are the successors of the people that fought against the Crusaders back when they were fighting over the Holy Land. They want to destroy Israel. They want to destroy America. They want to destroy Christianity. And look, is that heavy in the morning? Yeah, I get it. But friends, this is a conversation that you and I have each and every day. I'd be having this conversation if you and I were at Ed's 50s Cafe or we were at one of these other great places. Because it's serious. And I think thankfully in the Treasure Valley, we talk about these issues. And we just don't say, hey, what do you think? I mean, folks, to get personal with you, you that work each and every day, maybe you're a worker like me, maybe you're a manager, maybe you're a business owner. You want a better life. You deal with the stupid government. You deal with the nitwit regulations. Your stress level's there. The enjoyment that you get is time with a faith, a fellowship, of family. When you look into your eyes of your beautiful children or your grandchildren or your neighbor's kids, and you see the joy, the innocence, shouldn't we be there protecting it? Isn't that what it's about? You know, that's what Mike Baker talked about last hour. By the way, we appreciate Mike joining us before he's doing his Fox News hit right now. But you could hear it in his voice. You know, what's troubling here is the president saunters in the town. You have great people like Pat from Middleton, Tom Munns, and others who went down there to protest. You know, we called out the president. I firmly believe we stopped him from taking the Boulder White Clouds because we outed him. We had it before anybody else, and we're ridiculed for it. We'll take the ridicule. But here's the deal. as they're cheering the president, take a look at what's going on in the Middle East. When we have people that disagree with us and they always talk about how great everything is, they talk about the U3 numbers, which is unemployment for 3 months as opposed to over six, which are the real numbers. And when they talk about low gas prices, the president has a 50% approval rate. This is why it's important that we educate each other, that we inform each other, that we try and entertain each other. Because, folks, our Middle Eastern policy is a disaster, and it has been. And we're going to bring in Hillary Clinton, not to get partisan, but she's the Secretary of State that the whole thing fell apart on. The Jordanians have it right. Which action would you want our government to emulate? In the old days, we used to be the trendsetter, but according to this president, we lead from behind. His words, not mine. At 580-5436, does that send the message to ISIS, you kill one of ours, we're going to execute five of yours? Or do we talk about negotiation? How has that worked out? How outraged are you? 580-5436, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
Flamsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, K. Melly in the morning. So are colleges a good play or a ripoff? We got into this a little yesterday. By the way, we are still taking your calls at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, what response should we have to ISIS?
Hey, let's negotiate. How about a daisy, y'all?
Or should we destroy them like the Jordanians are attempting to do? Yesterday we got into this, and, you know, sometimes I know you can't listen to 4 hours or even 2 hours. So on your way in, your thoughts on this. You've got some major universities saying that they're, well, not going broke, but the concealed weapons law is costing them money. That's right. That's right. With guns allowed on campus, schools are forced to enhance security. Idaho college campuses enhance their security, but will have to pay for it with existing funds. Well, we know what that means. That means that they just pass it on to the students. Now, I thought, like, the more people that carried guns on campus, the safer the university is. I don't know. You've got Representative Phyllis King. She seems like a nice person. A JFAC member who voted against the concealed carry bill last year said the money could be better spent on education needs. According to the Statesman, we try to make sure every penny is spent on our priorities. This money could be used to pay, attract, and retain professors. Hey, from what I understand, being a professor, that's a sweet gig. In fact, I think all of us, we should either go into HVAC repair, maybe if we have the mind for it, computers, software, programming, or become a college professor. Good gig, great benefits. Sure, you got to deal with the millennials. Oh, my, the millennials. By the way, did you hear this about just the competency of the young children's? Now, again, if you're a millennial that, God bless you, loves America, loves your state, loves your family, and you are breaking the mold by listening to this program, we make no offense at you. But a new poll, 77% of millennials can't name one U.S. senator in their home state. Their candidate for the presidency, Stephen Colbert. Oh, it's true. It's true. So we have that going on. Plus, colleges are saying, hey, we're having to spend too much money because we've got too many gun toters. Now, is Idaho the only state that allows people to protect themselves on college campuses? Well, there are seven states: Oregon, Colorado, Kansas, Mississippi, Utah, and Wisconsin that allow concealed weapons on their college campuses. 21 states ban guns on campus, and 22 others Leave it up to the colleges. Eight of Idaho's academic presidents and the State Board of Education did oppose the legislation. Now, this was sponsored by our friend in Canyon County, Senator McKenzie, passed by a better than 2-1 margin in the House and the Senate. Now, I thought it says Representative Boise. I thought he was Canyon County. Anyway, it's all Idaho to me. But your thoughts on this? To me, I think the folks are sitting back and crying. U of I, almost $600,000. Idaho State, $800,000. Boise State, $1.4 million. So did they have lax facilities there? Let's talk. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Craig in Baker City with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you and your team and all your listeners. I just wanted to quickly mention that the last real war we fought was World War II. Roosevelt, the day after Pearl Harbor, went to Congress, had the Congress meet. They declared war, asked for declaration of war. They declared war. We fought the Pacific, we fought Europe, the Atlantic, and we gave them their surrender terms. These people are not wearing uniforms of a country. If the countries where they safe harbor are not going to solve the problem, then we need to just declare war. And those countries are at fault as much as the miscreants. And it goes back to Jefferson even when he formed the Marine Corps. It's in the Marine Corps hymn, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And we need to declare war. All this hocus-pocus stuff needs to end. We need to fight the war. If those countries harbor them, they are part of the problem, and it's going to cause.
Greg, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger. All right. Appreciate it. 732, Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning talking guns on campus. Some of the major universities are a little upset by it. They say it's costing them money. They want the state to pay for it. The state's not going to pay for it, so they'll probably pass it on to a budding college student near you because of people want to have the Second Amendment and be able to protect themselves here in Idaho. What's so wrong with that? Dennis, thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, this is a topic that I'm pretty passionate about. You know, this clearly is not about safety on campus with the president's making these decisions. It's about them flexing their muscle because the legislature didn't vote the way they wanted them to. If they were really worried about safety at these venues, they would have had these actions in place before this law was passed. Why in the world are they worried about protecting people from those that have gone through background checks and training and know how to properly handle a weapon? And they weren't worried about it before this law was passed. This makes no sense. This is clearly attempted retribution against the legislature and the governor for passing this law.
A bunch of sore losers, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, those people that have a concealed carry permit, of which I am one, you know, they take the time. They have gone through background checks. They are stable people. They are law-abiding citizens. They're not the ones you have to worry about. Yet those are the ones that the university presidents would have you think are the threat. It makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, and look, it would be one thing if guns weren't so much of a part of the culture here, but America was founded on guns.
It sure was. And when you look at what's going on around the world here, you know, it's the worst possible time to be telling people they need to disarm.
And you remember the hearings, Dennis, where you had these kids going, oh, I'll just call the police. They'll be here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I attended a seminar less than a year ago that was given by the Boise City Police Department on active shooter situations. And the instructor there clearly said, are we going to be there in an active shooter situation? He said, keep in mind, it typically takes 3 to 4 minutes for the cops to get there, and most active shooter situations are over in 90 seconds. You know, it doesn't take a mathematics major to do the math there. They will not be there to protect you. They will be there after the fact and try to find the bad guy.
Dennis, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Kevin. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Please give me a fighting chance of saving my life and the lives of my students. In regards to this individual, he was in my classroom in two of my classes in fall of 2012. I've had no interaction with him since then, but he has been fixated on me. I've had no contact with him. I don't know who his friends and his family are. If there is some kind of additional mental breakdown once he goes off of his medications, I've been informed that the reason why he had this breakdown in the first place is because he went off of his meds. There's going to be no one to warn me. I was fortunate enough that the police had been called in on this suicide attempt. If there's no one to catch him this next time, I don't know what is going to happen to me if I'm going to be able to survive. The only way I'm going to have a fighting chance is if they allow me to be armed within the classroom as well as those of my students. For the sake of myself, my students, and my coworkers, please give us the chance to be able to save our own lives if this individual or someone else like him decides to take out his anger on campus. If the only resource I have to save my life is to exit through the one door that the perpetrator is standing in, I don't like those odds. Neither myself nor my students are going to be able to escape with our lives. So please consider supporting Senate Bill 1254. My life depends on it.
Now, does this sound like a radical to you? Female college professor, BSU, testifying about the need to protect herself. And we always talk about protecting ourselves from the government, from taxes, from the overreach of the government. Here you have citizens that have said, I want to protect myself. And then you have the mamby-pamby, rooty-poo professors and university folks, not all of them, but some, complaining that they had to spend what do we know? What don't we know that happens on college campuses? Boise State, by the way, for better or worse, we're the only ones that are going to give you an objective hearing about BSU. Everybody else, they're in the tank. You talk too much about what goes on over there, they take away your tickets or your meal card. Fortunately, this program is affiliated with you, trying to bring the truth. So you're telling me that security was so bad at Boise State that they had to spend almost $1.5 million? $1.5 million to upgrade their security because the people that pay taxes to support that public institution are now allowed to protect themselves? By the way, you still have to get an enhanced carry permit from the government, right? So it's not like Annie Oakley running wild. And by the way, can you open carry on college campus? Can you open carry? Idaho State, same thing. Almost, over 800 grand. University of Idaho, 600 grand. Almost. College of Western Idaho, yeah, there's a lot of lawbreaking going out there. Almost $300,000. North Idaho College, $622,000. Boise State spokesman Greg Hahn said the concealed carry law prompted the university to look at on-campus security overall and embarked on a multi-year effort to improve it. As the city gets bigger and the campus gets bigger, and with this change, knowing that weapons are going to be allowed on parts of campus, does it make sense to turn campus security into a larger police force and ultimately armed security? Hahn asked. Certainly a piece of it had to do with the gun bill, but we've been hearing requests for more campus safety at all levels. Well, yeah, because campus security can't get there to save the day, right?
We think it's a bad law. We think it's a bad mix. We don't think it's necessary, given the climates that we have on our college campuses. We're supported by the college leaders who unanimously...
There we have it. Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, former Chief Masterson, you remember, testifying in his uniform, he didn't want the bill.
Even this police chief recognizes when he hears the state senator say that the governor has already said he'll sign this and we have the votes that their minds are made up. At least they could have went through the process of listening to the concerns so that they were placed on the public record.
I could go on and on, but for fear of tune out, we go to Ray Jr., with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ray Jr.
Good morning, Brother Kevin. How you been?
It's been a while.
I've missed you.
I've missed you.
Hey, you know what? Back in the 80s, your last caller reminded me of an incident that happened back in the 80s. Because, you know, so many people, they think that the police are there to protect you. They think that's their job, you know. But in reality, that's not their responsibility. Back in the 80s, there was down in Florida, there was a teenage girl at home alone. A couple guys broke in, started robbing the place. She got the phone, went hid in the closet, you know, called 911. Cops showed up, rang the doorbell, looked around, didn't see anything out of place, so they left. The two guys ended up finding her, and she ended up dying. The parents sued the police department for, you know, not doing their job properly and trying to take a closer look at things. And the court ruled that the police are not responsible for your safety. And so, you know, you can't sue them. So if they're not responsible for your safety, who is?
Apparently not the universities.
No. I mean, it is an individual choice to be responsible for yourself and to protect yourself. And, you know, you do it in the way that you see fit. So that's all I got for today, brother.
Well, we're going to get you in talking water heaters, and we're going to shoot a video on that too, brother.
Oh, that'd be great, because there's some scamming going on right now, and it's horrible what they're doing.
Yeah, we're going to do that. That's going to be part of our new consumer advocacy division here.
Sweet.
In other words, it's another personality in my head. That's our new division.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
He talks like, never mind. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right. We love Ray Jr. We go to Terry in State College, Pennsylvania, with Kay Millie at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kay Millie. Yeah, that's scary. You listening to the voices in your head. So
yeah, exactly.
We won't talk about that in the open air. Hey, yeah, I just think it's interesting that, you know, we're looking at that Second Amendment issue again. And what happens when they remove the guns? We know the story. Well, the NYPD has come up with, and I'm sure you've seen this, their own version. They now have a squad of law enforcement in New York City that's carrying machine guns, and they're going to lump civil disobedience in with terrorism. I don't need to say any more than that, do I?
You don't, but what do you make of everybody whining about the high cost of allowing people, once they pay for the training and the permit, to protect themselves on public land?
You know, Kevin, you know where this is going. We could talk about this for 5 minutes. We could expose it, and it would only be the 10,000th time that we've exposed the whole agenda. You know, but then again, the bigger problem are those that refuse to look at the truth. Everything will be fine. Everything will always be fine.
Remain calm. All is well.
All is well. Take another blue pill, red pill, whichever you prefer, but make sure that we are the manufacturer of that pill.
Terry, God bless.
You have a good day. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, our great friend Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Coming up next, one senator has enough with the budget, and more of your thoughts about paying for protection on local university campuses. Kevin Miller.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Absolutely one of the most dangerous trends we've seen in some time. And it's accelerated over the last decade. It's accelerated under your president's, our president's watch, Mr. Donovan. The problem is your policies. Tax more, spend more, borrow more, regulate more, Obamacare more, and an immigration policy that dominates the market with workers from abroad when we don't have enough jobs for American workers, pulling down wages of Americans. That's what's caused this problem, in my opinion. And that's where we disagree, Senator Sanders. We got a problem, but your ideas will not work. They will never work. Now.
Here, I thought there was a question. That's Jeff Sessions of Alabama laying the smack down, defending the middle class. And by the way, if you're a fan of ours on Facebook, KIDO AM Boise, you can see that entire YouTube clip in a couple hours. We'll put it on the Kevin Miller Show Facebook as well. Jeff Sessions defending the middle class. Finally, somebody saying, hey, your policies haven't worked for us. Your policies have eroded the middle class. And by the way, you heard that story that apparently there's some, thanks to a Freedom of Information Act request that anybody can do. They've been, what, licensing illegals for a long time? Like 10 million illegals are running wild, working, because the government issued them work permits. And here's the other thing that's scary, and we do have a Mexican consulate in our city. It's right across the our road there, kind of, you know, the divide here. They're issuing birth certificates. So how can somebody representing one government issue birth certificates? Now, are they issuing American birth certificates? Let's talk coming up next. 7:50. Coming up next, we'll talk to a member of the Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah, really. Next.